any question? Okay, mommy has a question.
Please, can you throw more light to
Mystery of iniquity? Okay.
Mystery of godliness and mystery of Babylon.
Okay, there are about 8 mysteries that we should know as New Testament believers. Well, I brought out these 3, saying there are 3 basic mysteries that you should know as a Christian. Mystery of iniquity, how Satan took over mankind. When God created you and I, we were not like this. We were not liars. We were not lying. We were not lusting. We were not getting angry or anything. But Satan came and corrupted our nature through the mystery of iniquity. Then the next mystery is the mystery of godliness. How God restored mankind. How God countered that mystery of iniquity. The mystery of godliness is 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16. It says what? Without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached into the world, received up into glory. So how God countered the mystery of iniquity is the mystery of godliness. It is the mystery of godliness that produces our salvation. God coming to die for us, coming to work out our salvation for us. That's the mystery of godliness. And I said the third mystery you should know as an end-time Christian is mystery Babylon. Revelation chapter 17 verse 5. And upon our forehead, when we get to this particular chapter 17, it's very loaded, was a name written, mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. This is a description of somebody, of the same Jezebel woman we are talking of. So mystery Babylon is how Satan took over the church of Jesus Christ through the Roman Catholic Church. Is that clear, man? So these 3 mysteries is a mystery. Because you see them as the church of Jesus, they are professing Christ, but yet, actually, that is the same old Babylon. The same worship and practice of Babylon, now called Christianity, is a great mystery. Praise God. Any question?
Can you throw more light on that mystery of Babylon?
Mystery Babylon.
Mystery Babylon.
That's exactly what we are looking at today. That's what we saw. How it started. Satan could not stop the progress of the church even when he was killing believers. They were multiplying. But what did he do? He gave the doctrine of Balaam. He corrupted them. You know, he came peacefully, married Christianity in Pergamos, and then completely took over Christianity in Thyatira. So it's a mystery. That's what we are seeing. Mystery Babylon.
I think you said something about, did you call him Lirod or something?
Nimrod, yes. In Genesis 10 from verse 6, 8 or so, we heard of Nimrod that began to be a mighty man in the earth. The Bible says the beginning of his kingdom is Babel. So the first kingdom even mentioned in the Bible is the kingdom of Nimrod, Babel. Now, we said Nimrod was the one that introduced idolatry to the world. This is after the flood. He introduced idolatry to the world. He's the one that spearheaded the building of the Tower of Babel. Praise the Lord. So that's what I'm trying to say. All this mother and child worship began from Nimrod. Today it has been called Mary and Jesus. We are saying it began from the days of Nimrod. Everything you see in Roman Catholicism was what was taking place in Babylon after the flood. So today, it is called Christianity, but God is telling us this is Babylon, Babylon, mystery Babylon, mystery. He didn't even say mystery, but he said mystery, Babylon the Great. So he's telling us that this place we are seeing as a Christian church is actually Babylon, the worship of Babylon coming back in the attire of Christianity. So it's a mystery. We need to know it. Praise the living God. Brother Hilary.
In Revelation 2:28, you said the morning star there is Christ.
Yeah.
But I want to know in Job 38:7, it says when the morning stars sing together.
Okay, go to Revelation 22:16. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David. And the what?
The morning star.
Thank you. That's the morning star, the bright and the morning star. So it's different from that of the prehistoric creatures. This is speaking of Christ, the bright and the morning star. Thank you very much. Okay. I want you, people who are interested in history, look at this book.
Amen.
I did not formulate the histories I was mentioning or all I was quoting. This is actual, this is history with facts. It's not propaganda, it's nothing. I recommend this book, Babylon Mystery Religion. When you read this book, if you see a Catholic church on your street, you'll back out of that street. Praise the Lord. That's in a lighter mood. So it gives you, in fact, biblically, historically, it makes you understand that institution. It traces the origin of all their practices, everything they do, all the signs, all the rosary, everything has a pagan origin. They were only given Christian names. So the Catholic Church is complete idolatry. So please, you can get this book and it will give you, there are so many things to say. This book alone is a sermon. It will give you an understanding of who they are. God bless you.